April 26, 1899 Souls who were detached. Louisa prays for the healing of a speech defect of her confessor. Today, while my loving Jesus was making himself seen, it seemed to me that he was sending me many flashes of light which penetrated through all of me, when, in one instant, I found myself outside of myself together with him, and the confessor was there. Immediately I prayed my beloved Jesus to give a kiss to the confessor, and to go into his arms for a little while. Jesus was a child. To make me content, immediately he kissed the confessor on his face, but without wanting to detach from me. I remained all afflicted, and I said to him, "My little treasure, my intention was for you to kiss, not his face, but his mouth, so that, touched by your most pure lips, it might be sanctified and strengthened from that weakness. In this way, it will be able to announce your holy word more freely, and to sanctify others. Oh, please. I pray you to make me content." So, Jesus gave him another kiss on his mouth, and then he said, "I am so very pleased with the souls who were detached from everything, not only in the affect, but also in the effect, that as they keep stripping themselves, my light keeps investing them, and they become just like crystals, such that the light of the sun finds no impediment to penetrate inside of them, unlike buildings and other material things." Then he added, "Ah! They think that they strip themselves, but instead, they come to be clothed not only with spiritual things, but also with corporal ones, because my providence is a care, all particular and special, for these detached souls. My providence covers them everywhere. It happens that they have nothing, but they possess everything." After this, we withdrew from the confessor, and we found many religious people who seemed all to have their goals set on working for their interest. Passing through their midst, Jesus said, "Woe, woe to one who works for the purpose of gaining money. You have already received your recompense."